So yeah, went out last night.
Okay.
Went out in a different city from where my university is a friend's birthday.
Fun.
And it was a great night. Music was good. Had a lot of fun. Overall, was a really good night. But just some of the boys there were a bit too rowdy. And there was one guy, I don't know, he kind of kicked off with me. Nothing happened because I tried to stay away. I didn't want to like fight or anything like that. Mm. But honestly, look, the guy, like one of them like pushed into us and I said, look, we're with girls, watch out a bit and everything. He was fine. And then I tried to explain it to his mates and his mates just looked at me and he said something. It was like, I was like, what did you say? And he's like, move now. I was like already like, move where, mate? And then he like pushed me, kind of like slightly pushed me and said, move now. And I was like, in my head, I was like getting mad because I was like, I didn't do anything and you're just being a knob. And then my friend of mine, she pulled me back. And all I did to kick off that fight, like he kicked off straight after because all I did when I got pulled away, I looked over and he stared straight at me. And I just had like a smirk on my face, kind of like telling him like, don't think you're big, like
yeah.
just,
yeah,
and that was in his state, seemingly that was enough for him to just kick off. Like he started to try to get to me. I was like, there's like probably like three or four rows of people between us and he's trying to like break through. His friends had to hold him back and everything.
Man, it seems to be often the case, like in the UK, that these guys get hella rowdy for no reason.
Yeah, to be
like,
fair.
You're just looking for fights, a little ego boost.
No, honestly, in comparison, I get, like in these situations, I have these situations way more often in the UK than I have them in Germany. Like I rarely, when I go clubbing in Germany, I rarely really have that big of a problem. Mm-hmm. In the UK, it happens so often where I just kind of get in altercations. But I stayed out of it, it was fine. And literally the guy, I think he must have been really drunk and maybe even been done him a bit more. Afterwards, he literally punched another guy like straight after I had like a fight with him, kind of.
And was the guy at all like threatening looking? Like, was he a big guy?
He wasn't small.
Was he someone to take serious?
He wasn't small. I wouldn't say like that would have been like he's like a small guy who couldn't take a punch. I think the way he was looking for one, I think he could have probably also held a bang. Obviously, if you're really drunk, that is not good for you. Normally all the drunk guys always lose the fights because you're not capable. But I don't know. I just really at that night I didn't want to get involved. To be fair, at the same time, I hate guys like that. Because, you know, when on nights out, emotions can go high. And if I've walked away from fights where I've seen, okay, he's just a bit drunk and he's just, I don't know, getting a bit too, sorry, a bit too angry. I was like, all right, it's all right. And, like, it happens. But he was just walking through the club and looking for trouble. And that's, like, I always think people like that kind of have to be put in their place a bit. But, oh, well, happens and you move on. And I still had a good night.
Well, anyways, goddamn, Connor, are you sick, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. The weather, the cold in the UK, it's going like, I don't know, the weather's a bit weird and I got a bit sick again.
Well, anyways, welcome back to another episode of Know What I'm Saying. Thank you for tuning in every week, every Wednesday. We appreciate it so much.
A lot.
Man, you know, on Spotify, you know, December time comes around, everyone starts to post those Spotify stats of like
Wrapped up most and everything. I think something like that's called.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I always love clicking through the hundreds of posts of seeing who people listen to. It's so interesting. But anyways, what was actually interesting was that our podcast was delivered certain statistics like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was shocked. Did you know that we were on Germany's charts?
Yeah, I didn't.
I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently we were charting.
We were in the Germany's top charts in October for a week and a half.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Then our podcast is being played in like 50 different countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And crazy. What I found kind of cute from Spotify as well is that it had like eight people on their birthday listen to our podcast, which I found pretty sick. That was pretty cool. So, yeah, thanks so much for listening. it's crazy to think back when we started this podcast in February this year, we kind of had like a slow start, and then only as of recently, like, it just boomed, and now it's like, it's always nice to see people like listening to it, and I don't know, the messages we receive is awesome. So
for sure, and we've seen, so, I mean, we've reposted it, I think some people have actually been following us for most of our episodes as well. So yeah, crazy.
It's awesome.
Crazy, yeah, and we love to see it.
Exactly. So speaking of one of the messages that we received for the podcast, I had a old classmate of mine, let's say, I'd call her a friend. Mm-hmm. She hit me up, and as of recently, she told me that she's in a relationship. And she was talking to me how before she used to be hella productive, and now that she's in a relationship, she can't seem to, you know, maintain that same level of productivity that she had before.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, now it's my fault. You got something in my throat.
Coming around that winter time and everyone's voices, coughs.
So, it happens often, you know, people get into a relationship and just they're, it's kind of difficult to stay focused because, you know, you got a little bit of a distraction of something that, like, you just want to spend more time with. And that's like, I totally get that. So I think that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. And not only, corner down to people in relationships, but generally like work-life balance. That's the topic for today. And it's, I think it's an important one because, like, it's so easy to get lost in either one of them. And neither is beneficial, right? Yeah. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where that resulted in you then being really unproductive?
I mean, obviously, I think as a lot of our listeners know, I've never been in a relationship, so that makes it a bit difficult. But let's put it in that way where I can maybe relate a bit more to it as well. It's just also if you have like, if you work in groups or you have like group projects and stuff like that, kind of, or even studying with people you know. Mm-hmm. I've had it a lot recently, which is not ideal. I go out to study and work and everything, but because I sit down with my friends, we just sit down and have a social time and just talk about stuff happening. I don't actually get too much work done. So in that sense, I definitely have some sort of experience where the productivity goes out the window.
Man, but those library conversations hit different. They're so fun.
For
they're
sure, but
so nice.
The problem is if you sit down and you go like, "Oh, let's work for 2 hours," and you work half an hour and you talk for 1.5, not ideal.
It's like you sit down 5 minutes later, coffee break. Hell yeah, let's go get a coffee break. But yeah, no. So I recently got into a relationship as well, and I had been single for I'd say 2 years or something like that, and. Yeah. Especially the second year where I was single, I started to really focus on myself.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. I was getting hella shit done, improving in like all aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope. And then I get into this relationship and it was a little bit of a, you know, there was a little bit of an adjustment period, you know, where I had to make sure that I stay on top of my shit, but I'm also able to give myself to the person that I'm with. Because of course you don't want to neglect either parts of your life. The same goes for, I don't know, hobbies or like, right, you say you got a new job, but then you've also got hobbies or something that you got that you want to balance as well. It's not fun to neglect either one of them. It's not fun. And don't get me wrong, it's not bad at times to fully dive into one of those aspects of your life, whether it's work or if it's a relationship or if it's a hobby or whatever. It's not bad to dive into that fully, I think, but you've got to set like a time limit, and there's like, you know, there's a time and a place for that.
Yeah,
that's how I see it, right? Like, if you're like right now, okay, maybe not right now because it's still a little bit too early, but I'd say in 2 weeks when like Christmas time starts, then it's okay to like, you know, not focus on work 100%.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean,
yeah, I know.
How to balance it? How to balance it is the question. Right?
I think one thing I've heard a lot of people talk about is like, in that sense, keeping a routine, just having, kind of having your own routine, and trying to understand each other's routines in a relationship. So you're aware like how it, both of you like kind of work, what your workflow is, and if you understand what the other person, how they work and how what they do, it's easier for you to maybe not annoy them or take away from their productivity and find those spaces where you can actually have quality time together.
Yeah, but that's assuming that the other person has a routine of them for themselves, right?
Yeah, like for
say,
sure.
Say your partner doesn't have much going on right now.
Mm.
So they've got hella time on their hands and they want to spend it with you, understandably. But you still got your routine to stick to. You know, how do you do that? I mean, I'm going to answer the question that I just asked.
I mean, what I would think, I don't know if that's what you're going to go for, is... maybe also in regards to like setting boundaries on this like kind of ground exactly. rules.
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't call them ground rules, but you definitely got to keep a little bit of distance.
Yeah.
And make sure that you don't forget about yourself as well, because as nice as it is to 120% fully devote yourself to someone and you know, making sure that they're happy and content with their life, in the majority of the times where the relationship does not end up working out, you're kind of left there, I guess, with a little bit of a loss of identity because you were completely there for that one person. You kind of neglected yourself, which is not fun. I've been in that situation where, you know, you forgot about yourself, and then all of a sudden you're standing there and you're like, damn, bro, what do I do now? What do I do now? It's weird, and it's isn't it? I think there were like a couple of researches done where love or like a heartbreak was on a similar level of like addiction as like drugs.
Like, I mean, it could
cocaine
be
cocaine or meth or whatever.
Like, I've never seen that.
There are actual like withdrawal symptoms when breaking with a person that you were in love with.
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I've not seen them, but I mean, to a certain extent. Probably they're different, but I think they can. I've seen it with people.
Yeah.
How they react afterwards. It changes a lot of them. And obviously, if you get into a deep relationship, there's a lot of you put into it. And it, normally, when you end a relationship, it's not like a gradual thing. Where like, I don't know, when a lot of people always talk, when you're like addicted to something, you can slowly get out of it. Like, I don't know. You're smoking too much cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, okay, you cut down your cigarette consumption. And then you go over to, I don't know, nicotine, chewing gum or stuff like that. And then at some point you don't need anything anymore. With a relationship, often it's like, it's not a gradual like, okay, we want to break up. Let's give each other like 2 months where we slowly... have less and less contact. That's not how it works, does it?
Yeah.
So when it's like cut
at least
out,
not purposefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and the problem is when it's like kind of you cut off that part of your life, just like cold turkey, it's gone. That's a big, big switch.
That's why I find it important to prioritize yourself as well.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, be there for that other person. But don't forget about yourself and don't forget to be there for yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, the only person that's truly, truly there for you and the only person that you can really count on is you.
Yeah, for sure.
So
what I've thought about if I would go into a relationship and I think would be important is like, obviously, like you and me, I think we all both have goals. I think a lot of people have a lot of goals for their own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I ever go into a relationship, I want to make sure that this relationship won't hinder or deter from those goals I've set.
Yeah.
Obviously, maybe you have to make compromises in a smaller sense. Maybe, okay, today I can't exactly do that for my goal because it's my girlfriend's birthday and I'm going out for dinner with her. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But overall, I would not want my relationship to stand in the way of the goals I've set for myself personally.
Yeah, it should be the opposite, right?
Exactly.
Like the person should support you in your goals. And
yeah, but and I think that's leading on from what you said. I think that's something I would prioritize a lot before I go into a proper relationship.
That's facts. I mean, with me, I can't recall how many times I've hung out with my girlfriend before 7 p.m.
Mm.
Very, very little compared to how often we hang out generally after 8 p.m.
For sure.
Very, very, very rarely do we hang out like during the day. I mean, granted, like this has been a very busy semester for me and I've had like a lot of different stuff going on at a time.
Mm.
But that's like kind of one of the things that, at least when I was really busy, I mean, I still am for now, but those are one of the things that I really, you know, kind of watched out for. Made sure that, all right, I'm gonna do my thing throughout the day. And once I have all my shit done for that day, then gladly I'd love to see you.
For sure. Yeah.
Right? That's how I do. I mean, of course, everybody got like different routines and different, you know, time frames where they have time or whatever. And don't get me wrong, like it did suck to not be able to always hang out during the day.
Mm.
It did suck. But it was also nice after having done all your shit to then go to that person or go to that hobby and hang out with who you want or do what you want after you know that you've completed said things that you had to complete throughout that day. It's like that little reward at the end of the day that's quite nice.
Yeah, for sure. I think the general idea of what you just said, even if you have a different, like, let's say, timetable, the general idea, I think, still applies that there's certain times where you take them for yourself and you say, okay, I'm going to do stuff that is directed towards me and what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but probably is very important is also being like open and having an open dialogue and communication about it. So sides kind of like understand, okay, these are my tasks, these are my goals, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So the other side kind of also understands, okay, I have to hold back like now a bit because maybe for the next 2 hours they have to do something important. Okay, I'll leave them alone and then afterwards we can chill for a bit or something and talk. But if without that communication, that can obviously be a bit more difficult because you don't understand each other that well, where you know, okay, now is maybe not as good of a time.
Yeah, especially in the beginning, right? Like when you're fresh together with someone and you find yourself in that, you know, that nice honeymoon phase where y'all are like in love with each other and you're cuddly and kissy everywhere. Don't get me wrong, that's a very nice time.
Mm.
And if you find yourself at a point in your life where you can afford spending that much time with your partner, then by all means, like, you know, go for it. But if you've got other shit going on as well, like your job or studies or exams coming up or whatever, you gotta set boundaries. You gotta make sure that, you know, you do your shit and then afterwards, you know, then you can enjoy the time. But like you said, spot on, right? Communication. I mean a lot of the times, like, me and my girl, I don't know, we both wouldn't have plans. And then she'd be like, yeah, or I'd be like, you want to try and do something? She's like, yeah, for sure. And I'm like, okay, bet. But listen, I've got these stuff to do. If I'm able to finish it by then, then yes. If I can't for whatever reason, then let's meet up after I'm done with that stuff the next day or something like that. And it's happened quite a few times. And I have to say, it's really nice to have someone that fully supports you with that stuff as well. And like, is understandable. And to be honest, I wouldn't exactly want my partner to, I don't know how to say this properly. I would prefer if my partner had a life of her own outside of me as well.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I get that. Right? Yeah, fully.
And she had her own goals to do and would support me and mine. Not that, you know, she's just stuck on me and like I have to do everything. Because maybe this is probably like me, like as an overthinker and like a dad and like a wannabe dad. A lot of the times when I am in a relationship and I find myself in a situation where I have to work and I really don't want to, I think forward to like 10 years where I'm like, okay, if I do good now, like, I want to be able to provide for my family.
Yeah.
Like, that's the overthinker in me, and I know, like, not everyone's like that.
Mm.
But that's just what works for me, right? Like, I know, okay, look, like, this is, I have a life in mind that I, you know, plan, and I have to look at the bigger picture and kind of not give in to those short-term pleasures, because in the long term, it's not going to bring me anything.
No, for sure.
You got to keep hold of the bigger picture and realize the goals that you have, and make sure that what you do today, or that you've done something today to help contribute to you gaining those goals or achieving those goals that you had set for yourself in the next 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah, that's something I'm still working on, definitely. This idea of kind of saying no to plans, that is something I'm still trying to figure out, because not even a relationship, but just with my friends, sometimes I'm really bad at saying, like, no, I can't out tonight.
It's also like, you know, it's the certain life phase that you find yourself in. Like, that's I think where you are right now, like, you know, going out and like hanging with your friends, it's totally fine. And if there's ever a time to do it, it's right now, right?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's also like, yes, I get that argument. It's if there's ever a time to do it, it is now. And mm-hmm. I see that as well. But at the same time, obviously, if you want to get somewhere to certain stages in your life, sometimes you have to make certain sacrifices, what you said, for the small things. And I'm just saying that's something I know a lot of people probably are still, especially in our age, kind of figuring that aspect out, is like not always saying yes to everything you get invited to, and especially also in a relationship. I think if you're able to say no sometimes, that helps massively, because one, you're more productive, and secondly, it probably is also a healthier relationship.
Yeah.
Because thinking about it, me, like, okay, I have a relationship and I've got my girlfriend wants to meet up, for example. But I have a lot of work to do. I should be getting done by the next day, but I still do it anyways. Then I meet up with her, and all I can think about is the work I have to do, and I'd be just stressing my mind. Sorry. And I'm not even fully there.
Exactly. Honestly, like, when you're not able to complete that work, or not able to complete it to the best of your ability, maybe not that same day, maybe not the next week, but I think eventually there is a good chance that you'll come to kind of resent the person for not necessarily standing in the way, but for you letting them, or for you letting yourself, you know, fall into that too much and kind of forgetting about your own life.
Yeah, for sure. No,
can be tough, right? That's the last thing you don't want to end up waking up one day and resenting your partner and blaming them for something that's entirely your fault.
Yeah, no, that is a thing. A lot of people do that. They subconsciously build up a hatred towards someone for something that maybe isn't even their fault, but they just associate it with them, which is really not ideal. But yeah, I think there's so much that goes into it. If I could wish for something as well, it's also like kind of like that my partner is also very kind of self-driven and wants to achieve something, because what we talked about a bit was like this whole, you inspire each other, and I think if both kind of have that mentality, the understanding is also even better, that, you know, okay, we got to do something, we're going to get somewhere. So exactly, this resentment doesn't happen, and they understand that maybe you have to do something right now. And it's not because of you don't like the person right now. It's just, I got to do this. And then afterwards, I'll be there.
I almost find codependent relationships where you can never meet up with one of the persons alone.
Yeah.
For lack of better words, I'm going to use the word cringe.
Yeah, it's the problem.
I find it awful.
The problem with them is, there's a very nice part to it, because you give each other at the same time so much, but in a realistic world nowadays, it is just not viable. It's gonna end up toxic. It's gonna end up really unhealthy, because you won't get anything done. You can't do anything without each other. If you do break up, it's gonna crush both sides.
Yeah.
Relationships like that are beautiful, but at the same time they are really unhealthy for you as an individual, and most likely won't last long if you're looking on what other people do or how other people have been after relationships like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen many that really last if that like 100% kind of youthful. What you have with, like, let's say, I don't know, call it a 16-year-old's kind of relationship where it's like there's only love and we're there for each other and everything we do is together. Yeah.
Difficult. I mean, I think it's also, it depends on this in the, oh, excuse me, God damn. It depends on each person's personal priorities.
For sure.
Right? Maybe some people don't think too much about, I don't know, becoming financially super successful or whatever. Maybe they strive for happiness and a life to share with someone else and find pleasure in the simple things, which is also great, right? But I feel like nowadays it's kind of rare to see that.
Yeah,
at least in the world that we live in and the bubble that we live in, you don't find that too often. Or those people that you do find tend to be financially stable thanks to the family that they were born into, which is also isn't bad, but it's just in most cases that's not the situation.
Yeah, I mean, but if I think about the, you know, everyone's has met people or seen videos of these like crazy relationships where people have been married for like tens of years, like 30 years and longer. And I was, and although they seem like they're so codependent on each other and they're there for each other 100%, you also kind of see that they have figured out certain things where they understand, okay, that, like, for example, the husband has a hobby, like, whatever, I don't know, he likes to play golf.
Yeah.
And the wife just says, okay, that's his thing. And when he does that, that's his alone time. I give him that space. And I'm not gonna push into that if he doesn't want me to. And just small things like that, if you figure that out for each other, I think that helps massively to working together as a better unit, let's say.
Yeah, I think for me, and I'm a take a chance and speak for you as well, the ideal relationship dynamic is kind of like a team.
Yeah,
for sure. That's what I strive for, you know, find a person that you end up coming a team with and kind of pushing each other to achieve what you both want and supporting each other wherever you need and realizing, okay, like, it's good that I'm not this person's number one priority 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Right? And know that you're both giving an effort to build a life together that you kind of see yourself living in or would like to see yourself living in.
Yeah, I think it's about, I think what you said is the time thing. I think, but I find it important. I want to be there for the other side 100%. Yeah, like, I don't want to think, I want to think about them 100%, but overall, but in certain situations, I do stuff that is just based on myself. And I think if you do that, then you can probably put even more effort into the other person as well. Because that, again, leads to you being more happy with yourself, which then says you can, makes you more, like, you can put more happiness towards the other person.
Yeah,
I think Will Smith said that once. If you're not happy with yourself, or, like, in general, happy with yourself, how can you bring happiness to another person?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And that applies to relationship as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also, we're not saying, you know, only think about yourself and always say yourself as number one priority. Like, definitely don't be selfish. Like, you're gonna have to make compromises and however small or large they are, there are gonna be some things that you'll have to give up to, you know, be there for your partner when they need you more or something like that, right? But I gotta say, it is so nice to have someone that, like, understands and supports you and your goals and what you're striving for. It's so awesome. It's so cool. And then don't get me wrong,
I'm also really looking forward to the Christmas time where I don't have necessarily anything to work for, and I can just chill with my girl the entire time and basically just, you know, do what I want with her.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite, or at least for me, or and for the listeners, should be quite obvious, especially with the example you gave from when you look in the future while you do work sometimes, the thing about wanting to provide for your family. I think that's probably one of the least selfish things there is, like working to provide for other people. So I think if by saying that we already like took away that sense of selfishness. I think it's just talking about one, the productivity part. Now we also, I think, just went into also having a healthy relationship as well in general.
I mean, I gotta say, this might sound a little bit harsh, but no matter how beautiful a girl may seem on the surface, as soon as I find out that they're not really doing anything and are just like chilling at home, and doing whatever, oh man, instant turn off. Yeah, that's instant turn off.
Obviously that's a personal thing, but I think a lot of people understand that for sure.
I don't know. I mean, I think any guy that just goes for a girl because of their looks and this girl has nothing else going for them with any like future potential plans, I don't know if you'd want to be with a guy like that anyways.
I think, and it goes both ways. I think a lot of
women, both ways. Yeah,
you always. I think it's funny. A lot of people always question, oh, why do so many attractive girls find a certain guy like that's maybe not the societal norm for being the most attractive guy. Mm-hmm. How do all these women always find a guy like that attractive? And you look at what he does, might be very successful. And it's maybe not even about the money, it's just them seeing, okay, he can achieve stuff and he's done something with his life, can be very attractive. And I think that goes both ways for men and women.
Exactly. Like I literally just said, any woman that seems... and she has nothing going for them, right? I imagine it's the same for women, right? Like, I don't know how many girls kind of end up falling for kind of a loser that has nothing going for them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
At least in the long term. In the long term, right? Like, short term, if you're in the club, whatever. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You're not really thinking what this person's plans are for the next 5 years or something.
No,
like
but
that,
in regards to relationship and stuff like that, for sure.
Yeah. So I think, you know, to summarize, set those boundaries, you know, kind of respect the other person's routines and make sure that you don't stand in the way of them, but rather help and support them achieve what they want to achieve, because the happier they are with themselves and their life, the happier you will be with them as well.
Yeah.
And it, of course, it goes both ways, whether you're a boy or a girl or two boys or two girls, whatever. Kind of, it's nice to be a team. And don't get me wrong, enjoy those moments and take time for those phases of your life where you don't have much going on and you're spending 24/7 with each other, but you got to make sure that eventually that period comes to an end and you get back on your ship, because if you stay distracted for too long and then doesn't end up working out, it's gonna be a little more difficult to pick yourself back up, because all of a sudden your life is not revolving around that one person that you were spending 24/7 with.
Yeah,
all of a sudden they're gone and now you're like standing there alone and you're like, damn, that was kind of a waste of time, let's say.
Yeah, I think just to end it all, it is probably different for people. I think if you've gone through something in the past, then you will understand that a bit more. For me, it is difficult to understand because I've not had a relationship where it ended, but I think everyone who had one will definitely understand what you're saying even more.
And also, I mean, for those that aren't in a relationship, just substitute the relationship part with a hobby, or a personal thing, or whatever it is that isn't necessarily work or school related. Right? Like maybe you love to go skiing and everything, so summertime is kind of grind season, and then in the wintertime you go skiing. Right?
Sure.
Right? That's easily substitutable like that.
Yes, sir.
Man, these episodes going by really quick lately. I don't know why. All of a sudden I look down, oh shit, we're already half an hour.
Yeah, for sure.
Well then, that's another episode in the books. If you guys have any podcast topic recommendations, or you have anything you want to ask us about, to talk about, whatever, please write us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast. Let us know. We always love to hear what you guys want us to talk about.
For sure.
Because after all, you know, this podcast isn't much without those that are listening. So we kind of want to pay attention to what you guys want and feed into not only what we want, but what you want as well. So let us know at Know What I'm Saying Podcast on Instagram. Share with your friends. Watch out for those friends that seem to be coming a little too comfortable with their life, I guess. I don't know.
And
anything else to add?
No, just again, thanks to everyone listening to us on a regular basis as well. We mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we're really happy about that. Want to get this as big as possible. And see you guys next week.
See you next week. Peace.